Welcome back to Daily Manna, where we're learning to feed on the Word of God, chapter by chapter. My name is Paul, and today's chapter is Revelation chapter 16. And if you'll recall, the book of Revelation is actually a revelation of a wonderful person. Not so much necessarily the details and scary things we might think are frightening concerning the end of this age and the beginning of the eternal age, but actually the book of Revelation has a wonderful center. And the center and the subject of the book of Revelation is a wonderful person, and that is Christ. It's Christ as the center of God's administration according to his eternal economy or plan. So in a simple way, Christ is the one who's really revealed in this book. And so we have to keep our eye on Christ as we read this book to really understand and appreciate what is going on and who is being revealed. Well, when we come to chapter 16 is in a particular section of the book that covers a number of details. So from chapter 4 to about chapter 11 is a kind of a general sketch of things that are taking place from Christ's ascension all the way into eternity future. But when you come to chapter 12 to about chapter 22, here we see some important details of things and matters that are covered in the first section. So in chapter 16, we see God's judgment on the earth. And what is striking here is that as God is judging the earth, there are men on the earth whose response is not proper. In God's judgment on the earth, these men had a chance. These people have a chance to repent, that is to turn, to change their mind concerning God and seek God and say to God, God, I repent. I repent of my sinfulness. I repent of my former way, perhaps the way I used to think about you. I need salvation. I need help. I need to be saved. So although these terrible plagues are being visited upon the earth and upon the sea, it's fair to say that at least part of God's intention, in addition to judging, is that ones would repent. And we can affirm this with some verses from chapter 16. In particular, in verses 9, 11, and 21, we see the response of these men on the earth to God's judgment. But the judgment is not merely meant just for judgment's sake, just to punish or to chastise men. But even in God's judgment, there is a chance. There's a chance for men to repent, to change their mind about God, to turn to God. So in verse 9, it says, "And men were burned with great heat, and they, instead of repenting," listen, it says, "and they blaspheme the name of God." The very one, they blaspheme the name of God who has the authority over these plagues. "And they did not repent so as to give him glory." Verse 11 says, "And they blaspheme God." This is in response to the darkening. There was a situation became darkened. And it says there, "And they blaspheme God of heaven for their pains and for their sores, and they did not repent of their works." And then in verse 21, speaking about the hail and the earthquake that came, it says, "And men blaspheme God for the plague of the hail, because the plague of it is exceptionally great." So the point here is that we see that even in God's judgment, there is a chance for men to repent. Even you may say that God's judgment even calls forth or gives men an opportunity to repent. But these men were so hardened that they did not repent. And if you consider our current situation, even with the pandemic, surely many would think of this as a plague. But unfortunately, many would not repent. You know, we may have friends or relatives who through this pandemic have had a very difficult time. But instead of their heart being softened toward God, they may have been hardened. well, there's something we can do. And I appreciated this very much. The book of 1 Timothy chapter 2 tells us that we need to first of all pray. We need to pray and petition and intercede for all men. We need to pray. And as we pray, our Savior God, this is in verse 4, who desires all men to be saved. So God desires all men to be saved, but he needs us. He needs us to cooperate by praying. So a good prayer is something like, Lord, I pray for, you fill in the blank. Somebody the Lord may have put on your heart. Lord, I pray for, maybe it's my mother, maybe it's my father, maybe it's my brother, maybe it's my friend. Lord, I pray for that they would be given a heart to repent. How about we practice that? Think of a name of someone that the Lord has put on your heart. And in light of all that has happened this year, we could pray for them that they would have a repentant heart. Not that their heart would be hardened, but that they would have a repentant heart, to turn their heart and repent and ask the Lord to forgive them, to come into them, that they could be saved. Well, that's all we have time for, and I hope that Revelation chapter 16 could be a help to us, that it could teach us that we could pray, even though God will judge the earth, the end of this age. We need to do our job and pray for those, pray for many, because God, the same God who is judging because he has to, he also desires that all men would be saved. That's his desire. But in order for that desire to come to fruition, we see in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, it says, first of all, we must pray. So on the one hand, because he's righteous, God has to judge. He must judge. But on the other hand, the same God who's judging desires that all men would be saved. And so our part is to pray. You can't pray for every single man, but for sure the Lord has put some man, some person on your heart. We can pray for them, that even in the midst of all that has happened in this pandemic year, those hearts would not be hardened, but they would repent and turn to God, that they would be saved. Well, that's all we have time for. Keep feeding on the Word of God.